Time now for Hidden History. I'm Brian Morris.
Welcome to my living room. Tonight, here in Hyannis.
That's Carole King giving a shout-out to Hyannis when she performed at the Cape Cod Melody Tent in 2004. King is one of a slew of big-name acts who've played on the tent's revolving stage through the years. Most people think of the Melody Tent as a summer music venue, but it started out nearly 70 years ago in a different location. The idea originated with British actress Gertrude Lawrence, who spent a lot of time on the Cape with her husband, Richard Aldrich.
She saw a tent in Miami and thought it would be a really good idea to bring a tent theater to Cape Cod. She bought a tent and set it up in 1950 down on Main Street in Hyannis.
Tony Rain has been the Melody Tent's production manager for 25 years. He says originally the venue was a square-shaped tent called the Cape Cod Music Circus, producing mainly summer stock versions of Broadway shows. In 1953, after Gertrude Lawrence bought a new plot of land, the tent moved to its present location just off the West End Rotary. The name was changed to Melody Tent the following year.
When they moved here in 53, when the theater moved, it continued that tradition all the way up through the 60s of doing summer one-week runs.
The tent eventually switched over to the present day in the round format. Sundays were changeover days. When the week-long runs ended, the sets were struck, and the productions moved on to the next venue on the circuit.
So they started booking Judy Collins, Richie Havens, solo acoustics, and a lot of those 60s acts to fill the dead night. That's how it integrated into a music venue.
Countless performers have played at the Melody Tent through the years. Tony Bennett, Frankie Valli, Johnny Cash, and Judy Garland, who used to bring along her teenage daughter, Liza Minnelli. Liza worked one summer as a lighting apprentice.
She came back another summer and joined the dance troupe, which was part of the house players, and made her stage debut in here as a dancer.
Performers used to rehearse in a small barn at the far side of the property, which has markings on the floor, still visible today, that replicate the dimensions of the round stage. Tony Rain says Minnelli revisited that barn when she last performed at the tent about 6 or 7 years ago.
And she was walking around one afternoon. I saw her looking over the fence and having a cigarette. And I said, are you looking for the rehearsal hall? And she said, yes, it's still there. I said, yeah, come on, I'll take you over there. And we walked over there and opened the door, and she said, I haven't been in here since I was 15.
On the day I visit, landscapers and other workers make final preparations for the tent's opening in June. Raising the massive tent itself is a day-long operation, says General Manager Keith Bellevue. It
takes about 16 guys, and there's six bundles. Each one is about 900 to 1,200 pounds, so we get them out in a bundle, roll them out down the hill, and then it takes all those guys to stretch them out. Then we lace them all together, and then we use the grid motors to actually hoist it up in the air.
Theater in the round is generally considered a dying breed, but, says Bellevue,
the performers love it. A lot of them really embrace it. You know, it's a real intimate feel for them to be able to be in touch with their fans no matter where they look.
Tony Rain says one holdover from the old days is the tent's commitment to children's theater productions, which are held on Wednesday mornings.
We still do that in the summertime. We do 4 or 5 children's productions. And that goes way back to the original theater.
Standing on the empty round stage, Keith Bellevue points upward to a newly installed bank of speakers facing out in every direction. It's a symbol of how far the Melody Tent has come in the 69 years since that first square tent went up about half a mile down the road.
We have the state-of-the-art sound and lights, so it's a mixture of the new and the old, some of the new technology and some of the old tradition that we're trying to honor.
Welcome to my living room.
For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris in Hyannis.